Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Adam, you want to get in the fray here? What kind of injury is Tannehill suffering from right
well,
now?
Well, first, I want to rock and roll all night, party every day. I mean, that's what I really want to do. I want to talk Brock Osweiler because, God, it was he awesome yesterday.
Oh, is that the thing? Because I was very...
There we go.
That went right over my head until you had to explain it to me.
Hey. Oh, no!
It is early in the morning. I got you, Zaz.
Do you want to get in the mix here? What kind of injury Tannehill has? Because we have feuding reports.
And I don't want to disparage anyone. I don't want to beef. I just can tell you the information I have.
Yeah, you don't want to start another with Skolnick. You don't. Want, I'm telling you.
It's a shoulder injury, but not an AC joint.
An AC joint. So you're on Jason Leisure's side against five reasons.
All right, there you go. I like a good media beef there. Who is the one who upset Adam Gase after the game?
Yes.
No, I don't want to guess. I'm asking you. Who was it?
Well, I wasn't there, but I watched the feed, and I think his initials are AS. I'm not 100% positive, but I believe it was my colleague.
Does his last name rhyme with Falguero?
Yeah, that's you're getting warm.
And does he still rock an ID from 25 years ago?
No, that's
Ira Winderman, man. In all seriousness, though, Adam, why is Adam Gase so agitated? They just won a really exciting game.
Well, a little backstory. One, he's been talking about Ryan Tannehill's health for 3 years now, and that drives him nuts.
Okay.
And two, he probably has been bombarded with requests and questions about it for the last 72 hours. And he had just won a game, and he didn't want to talk about that. He wanted to talk about the guys that were out there. And he gets a little touchy when it comes to his quarterbacks. I don't know if you guys have seen that or not.
Do you have the impression that he's frustrated with Tannehill?
I have the impression that he's frustrated with having to deal with Tannehill being injured.
Okay.
I think that's it. I think that Tannehill didn't play well. Here's the thing. Coaches always think three steps ahead, and he knows what's coming down the pike. If Ryan isn't healthy this week, Brock's going to start again. And if Brock plays well this week and they win, then he's got a mess in his hands.
There we go. Rock out with your Brock out, right?
Exactly.
I think Osweiler should start this weekend because the game after this weekend is Thursday night. And I don't know how Tannehill, who's been dealing with a shoulder injury, is going to come back, and then he should have less days of the week to maintenance and get ready for the next game.
Well, not only that, if the dude isn't 100%, say, it's crazy to put these percentages out there on health, but say he's 80%. Why would you put out a guy on Sunday who's 80% when your offense just put up 524 yards or whatever it was and scored 31 points against the league's best defense? Why would you do that? So logic would dictate that if Ryan is not healthy, Brock will play. But again, you remember last year, how messy it was last year with the Matt Moore and Jay Cutler situation because neither of them were any good. Now, if Brock plays well, and which stuns the world, I mean, national media was just, jaw dropped the gate because they were so stunned that Brock played well yesterday. But if that continues, and the offense that Adam Gase is wanting to run for a long, because it's not like they just hand the ball off and play conservative. They had hurry up. They were no huddle. They did a lot of things that you would, if you had a quarterback you trusted, that's the kind of offense you would run. And Brock executed. Yeah, he had a couple of ugly throws, although I think one of the picks was on Devontae. But that interception deep in their own end was terrible. But aside from that, I mean, he had a clean game, and he played well. He hit a career high yesterday in passing. So it's going to be a touchy situation in Davie if Ryan can't go this week, Brock plays well and wins, or if Ryan comes back this week and stinks up the joint, then you're going to have your season's at a crossroads because they're 4-2 now. They'll either go to 5-2 or 4-3 next week. And depending on how the quarterback play goes, it could set the narrative for the rest of the season.
More surprising, Devontae Parker active or Charles Harris inactive?
Charles Harris inactive. We knew Devontae was going to play. Harris, I guess, had a calf late in the week. It's crazy. There's so many things that went on yesterday. Your first-round pick from 2 years ago not playing wasn't even on the radar. I mean, that's how insane yesterday was. We'll get into it today. I think what's a little bit more alarming about Devontae playing is he had 4 or 5 snaps, depending on the count.
Oh, he's a bum. And he's a total bum, Adam.
Bum's not the word. I would say bust, though. I would say that's the fair word. I would say that he is playing his last 10 games with the Miami Dolphins.
And you're right, though, about that interception. Look, it was a terrible throw by Osweiler. Everybody knows that, okay? But he did his usual, make zero effort to break it up.
Yeah, and that's a guy who's 6'3", and is supposed to be your most athletic, jump-out-of-the-gym type of receiver. Take the guy's head off, right?
Absolutely. And let's be honest here. You know, I'm going to correct myself. He's not a bum, okay, because he's rich. Can't be a bum if you're rich, okay? So that's the only reason he's not a bum. So we can go with bust.
I would say he's a bit soft.
Ooh, Romberg. Ooh, what do you think about that? What do you think about the reporter? What do you think about the media guy calling the football player soft?
Bees is cool with me.
That's
Bees
all right.
Bees call people
okay.
soft. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
But like if you get a guy like Barry Jackson.
Wait, wow. Okay.
What does that mean?
Cause
Romberg, what does that mean?
Barry's softer than toilet paper,
Whoa.
Brother. That's why.
Romberg has a history.
I think you might have a little, Henri in you.
It's a one-sided history. I don't think Barry Jackson knows that they have history.
Oh, he knows.
But Romberg.
What happened? Tell me this.
Well.
Oh, Barry loves Joe Rose.
Barry's very complimentary of Joe Rose's ability to ask questions and isn't as complimentary of Romberg.
Romberg was like the foil.
Mm.
Yeah. He was like the counterpoint.
Yeah. I just didn't appreciate it for the most part. And then Barry, you know, comes out and asks me one time, after, you know, he's trying to like get nuggets from me during the whole Mark Richt thing. And then he asked me at one point in time, hey, so are you still on the radio? Are you doing the radio stuff?
Oh, God. Well,
it's insulting.
I'm always on Team Roms, but that's just because I get paid by $7.90.
Whatever the reason, man. I don't care. Whatever the reason. Hey, what was Kenyon Drake like after the game? Was he actually crying on the field, or was he just, like, relieved?
Well, I think he was crying when things went sideways for him. I think afterwards. Imagine the worst moment of your professional life followed by total redemption. In the span of 10 minutes.
I like him crying in that spot. Like, if he's crying, I think it's cool. I like it that he cares. And, like, if he were crying, I like it.
I totally agree.
Look,
Kenyon, this season is not gone as planned for him, right? This was, J.J. is gone, Damian Williams is gone. Yeah, Frank's here, but they thought, you know, Frank is 35 years old. He's going to be a complimentary piece. And it's flipped on him. And Frank's the 100-yard rusher yesterday. And
did Frank Gore get hurt late in the game yesterday?
No, the reason he tapped out is because he was 35 years old and dead tired. I mean, he carried the ball three straight times, one of which for 32 yards. He needed a breath, and he tapped out, and he said he would do it again because he thought a fresh Kenyon would be the better option.
There's nothing wrong with giving Kenyon Drake the ball on the one-yard line. I'm sorry. Like people who are angry, you know, and granted as well that Frank Gore was gassed, there's nothing wrong with giving Kenyon Drake the ball there. He just needs to not fumble.
Well, and I wrote this in today's Herald. I think that was his fourth fumble in something like 276 touches career. So he fumbles once every 9 games.
Yeah,
not like fumbling is a problem.
Yeah, it's really, really rare for him to fumble in that spot.
Totally.
It's not like they did QB sneak, okay, and Osweiler fumbled the ball.
Yeah, I mean, your percentages of winning there by running the football are like 99%.
Do you think they would have went for it on fourth down there? Because I think they would have.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
because then you give the Bears the long field, and they have to, you know, that wasn't a team that, although they did gash him pretty good through the air, but once they got Torrey McTyre out of there, that kind of got settled down, but if you look at the Bears' offense, you're not usually afraid of that offense. So if you pin them at the one, you're going to be okay.
Bees, were you one of the voices that we heard when Albert Wilson was answering questions, snickering about the pitch of his voice postgame?
Why would I ever do that?
Did you laugh the first time you heard him? Because I couldn't believe that was his voice.
Except for Romberg.
Better not do that.
No, I mean, because Albert Wilson's the best trash talker on the team, by the way.
With that high-pitched voice?
It's incredible. He is...
he sounds like somebody's kid.
I asked him like, what was the thought process down 28-21 with 3+ minutes left at the ball there on 25-yard line in the touchdown, and his response was, I kid you not, they left me too much time.
Yeah.
Not they left the team too much time. They left me too much time.
I got news for you. Even just looking at yesterday. Albert Wilson, like Albert Wilson's making plays that Jarvis Landry couldn't in his time here.
There's no way. There's no way that Jarvis Landry would have run away from the entire team.
No chance. No chance.
No.
No chance. Yeah.
And that O-line. How about that?
You always go back to the O-line, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I like to because they got so much ridicule. And
well,
losing.
Here's something.
They were great yesterday.
They were excellent yesterday, and they were a little saucy afterwards. They didn't want to talk to us.
Really?
Good, that's fine.
They're
that's
doing
fine.
A Denver Bronco thing where
that's
they didn't want to talk?
Yeah, I think it was... We read what you wrote about us last week.
Good.
And my response would be, yeah, because you guys stunk last week, and you were awesome this week.
Good.
Yeah, you didn't want that heat though.
Didn't they? Cut
oh
a guy?
No. You know who stood in there for that heat? Me and Hal Habib. And I don't know if you guys know Hal, but he's all of maybe 5'3".
Yeah, he looks like Gilbert Gottfried.
I was gonna go there, but he He's not a large man of stature.
Why is Tobin laughing? Tobin, what are you laughing at?
What? True is true.
Yeah, you're right. True is true. It looks like Gilbert Gottfried. What? What?
Yeah, but why is the O-line mad at you guys? Like, they cut one of the guys who was terrible.
Yeah, that's true, Adam.
Yeah, well,
Coach was mad, too. They freezing out the coach?
Well, the truth hurts sometimes.
Yeah. All right. Excellent job, Adam. Are we expecting a more, I guess, chipper Adam Gase today? Or, you know, we're looking at Detroit?
I think he's been through the ringer, man. I don't know. I mean, he might be feeling inside like Kenyon looked outside, midway through the overtime yesterday. I think he's drained, so we'll see how he is. We'll see how he does today.
All right. Good job, Adam.
Later, guys.
All right, thanks. You know, I liked, whether or not it was because Frank Gore was gassed, I liked that Gase went to Drake in overtime. Like, you don't want to lose him. You got to make sure he knows, or it's like, hey man, like, we need you, all right? Snap out of it. You're still our guy. You did one bad thing. It was really bad, okay? But you did one bad thing. It's not the end of the world, all right? We need you to get out there. Because if he doesn't give him the ball then in overtime, you know, now Drake's like, man, like, am I going to lose carries next week? Is coach not having more confidence in me? You give him the ball right away. Let's forget about it and let's move on.
I think you're thinking way too much about that right there.
Really?
Yeah. I think they just saw what was going on with Frankie and how gassed he was, and their RB coach.
Well, maybe that is why. Maybe that is why that Gore actually gassed. Couldn't go back
if
in.
If Gore had another maybe play that is in him, why. I imagine he would have been the one carrying that football.
Maybe that is why. But either way, I liked it that Drake was able to get back out there. Like, look, they could put Drake in and not call running plays. You know, if Gore can't go in, they could put Drake there. Hey, block, man. You know, but no, they hand the ball a couple times. Mm-hmm. I liked that. Crazy game.
Great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.